Welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings, with me, Greta Chamberlain, and the Realm of Beings. Shifting Impressions, which is one of the vehicles that supports the transmission of the Realm of Beings, is here to assist you in delving into your being by providing numerous topics and discussions for you to intake as you deepen your connection with your inner world. Shifting Impressions is here to assist you in strengthening yourself as you excavate to understand your true nature. Join us today and learn to shift your mindset, shift your thoughts, and shift your focus to recreate your life and produce a new you. Shifting Impressions starts now.
And welcome to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. I'm Lee, and I'm here with Greta and Carol, and as always, the Realm of Beings. And we are very happy to be on Transformation Network every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, and wherever you get your podcasts from, your favorite streaming network after that. Shifting Impressions will help you examine your life and your creation of reality to see what shows up and how you can manage it. So if you're new to the podcast, every week, Greta has downloaded a quotation from the Realm of Beings. We select one and discuss it. And then in the second part of the podcast, we get to hear directly from the Realm of Beings through Greta. So welcome, ladies. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I don't know if Carol can hear us. Carol?
I can hear through the phone call, and I apologize to our viewers that you don't see me. I seem to have some computer issues I've created, but we can still communicate, and that's what's important. So I am here.
Exactly. So you have Carol in voice only. But that's fine. So this week, our podcast is You Are Your Own Twin. And the quotation is, it is important to accept every aspect of yourself, which I think is a great one because it is something that I think is one of the lessons we're all here to learn, right? Self-love and self-acceptance. And, you know, to maybe understand that we are all okay as we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I've been going to several places and teaching that whole concept that we're coming to discuss today. But I thought it was really warranted for us to let as many of our visitors, our listeners, learn about this concept. I know many of you have already gone through the class with me in dealing with this. So this will be a good, somewhat of a good review for you. Okay, so it's important to accept every aspect of yourself. That is that on several occasions, we can create something that we find is quite heinous or quite disgruntling and so forth. And our tendency then, once we learn that it's we created it and we understand that we created it, then what happens is we start blaming ourselves. Usually, if we don't understand that we created the reality, then we blame other people. You know, but once you understand, hey, everything that happens to me personally, I don't care what it is, you stubbed your toe, somebody screamed a nasty remark to you, if it's happened to you personally, you have created it. So today we're going to talk about that. You know, we're a duality here, you know, but yet with that, is an important to accept the duality, to accept that we are all of this. I had a lady once that, and then I'm going to turn it over to Lee or Carol, and she told me, she said, I'm a good person. I said, that's wonderful. She said, but there are people that are creating terrible things, doing terrible things to me. So there was no way that she wasn't ready to hear that she that was happening, and she was creating the challenges as well. So she didn't want to hear that. She said, oh no, that's not me. I'm a good person. God loves me, or something like that. So she said, therefore, it's the devil that's doing this. People are just evil. They're the ones that are trying to, quote unquote, hurt me, which is absolutely impossible. Yeah. So Lee or Carol, with that.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Greta that the part of the quote that says it's important to accept every aspect of yourself, I take that to mean what we consider low vibrational qualities about ourselves, that we need to acknowledge them so that we can then change them to high vibration qualities.
Absolutely, absolutely. But a lot of us don't want to look into ourselves and see, and that's important. You know, it's important in order to transform your paradigm or yourself. You've got to look into yourself. So one of the things that we do is ask people to write down all of the low vibrational things that they've either heard about themselves, that somebody called them a nasty name or whatever, or how they think about themselves. You know, like one of the, an example is one of the gentlemen that he's removing himself from being incarcerated. He's been incarcerated for 17 years of his life. And when he came to me, which was about 5 years ago, in the second year, I said, well, how do you feel about yourself? And he wrote, I said, I want you to write down all these things that you feel that are negative. I just specifically. The next time we met on the telephone, he read them to me, and they were, like I said earlier, 40. He had 40 things. I had one woman who really searched into depth into herself about the low vibrational things that she had experienced or said, you know, since her childhood. Because we want you to go back to your childhood, because a lot of that stuff comes out of there. And she had about 70 things. So most people, when they do this exercise, actually average about 40 things usually, if they're really going into depth about it. Mm-hmm. Like one of mine would be lack of joy. Notice I said lack of, so that brings it into low vibration. So that's something I'm working on in within my own life to make sure that I am creating joyful experiences in my life, because it's one of my go-tos, as I call it, is to flip right over there and be sad and stuff like that, or not be joyous. So totally different thing. Does that answer, Carol?
Yes, it does. I also want to mention that sometimes I think we have trouble remembering some of these things. I actually was just watching a science show about our brains, and they talk about how we can't really trust our memories sometimes. The memories will fade or change, or, you know, so we have to really dig deep down to recall exactly what it is that is causing us to experience and create the low vibrational qualities we don't really want, so that we can work on them.
Well, you know, one way of doing that, Carol, is just to ask. We forget that some of our challenges can be rendered challengeless by just asking for assistance. So we could say, show me why, what other low vibrational experiences I have had that I don't remember. And you'll start and go deep into yourself by just thinking, just sit in a meditative state and think about it. And it's going, once you've asked, it's going to accommodate that. And you're going to see some of the other experiences. Now, people who have decided to experience post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD, that's a different story. You have to be, that would not necessarily be an exercise that I would have somebody who's experiencing that do, because that opens up, and we don't know the reverberation. Remember, we talked about the word reverberation, I think, about where it can go to. The creation of reality can move from one thing to the next, and it's all connected. It's reverberating from the other emotions. So someone who is experiencing PTSD, I would not suggest that they do this exercise.
But
unless they have somebody near them that could help them through it.
Because you brought it up. Like, if someone is, you know, if we create all of our reality and someone is experiencing this like PTSD, right? Post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, what is the mechanism at work that they would choose to create that? Is it something that is just like in them that really wants to be heard and seen and worked out, so it comes to the forefront? Or you know, because it doesn't want to stay kind of buried deep within anymore. So there was, you know, there's like a trauma, and then there's some stress even, you know, in their life after the trauma. Like, why is that created? For, you know, to what ends?
Everything is created for us to learn from it. That's the bottom line of that. Everything is a lesson. That's why it says you're your own twin, because and that's why I gave the example that she experienced, because we are both those things, and both those things, let me say it like this, happiness is a lesson. Joy is a lesson, just like hate is a lesson. All of this, regardless if it is low vibrational, or as we would call it, high vibrational, or we would call it evil and bad, negative and good, whatever, negative and positive, however, whatever nomenclature we give to them, the bottom line is that they are both lessons. So that's why we're twinning in both. But now, to specifically answer your question, Lee, it depends on the person. Because some people will choose our lessons at the incarnate stage. That is before we are born through our mothers. So we've chosen that at that time. So that, why would somebody choose that? That depends, you know, on what they want to accomplish.
No, but I mean, like, what exactly, like, what is the manifestation of the, like, the post-traumatic stress, you know, like, bringing that stress forward after already a traumatic incident? Like, what is the purpose of it?
Well, the purpose
of it is... Can I just interject a second?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, in regards to PTSD, because my ex-husband was a Marine in Vietnam, and what I gleaned from stories and his experiences, I think a lot of times it stems from guilt and that they feel that they need to be punished. Sometimes it's called survivor's guilt. So I think that might be a basis for a situation such as PTSD, that someone is feeling guilty.
That is a possibility. That's why I'm saying each person has their own reason for hanging on to the experience or creating the experience. Some people, when they have an episode, they recreate the very thing for them. Something will trigger and they'll recreate the whole incident that was very traumatic for them.
Right, and is that like, you know, it's like you're subconscious or your unconscious like kind of really wanting you to finally resolve it?
Well, it's going to bring it to you to let you know when it, anytime the unconscious brings something to you, it's to be it that it's going to show you by way of a mental equivalency with your body, or it's going to show you another memory. It's given that to you so that you can deal with it.
Because right. It's like an opportunity for learning. If you want to see it like that, you could learn from it, or you can, create anxiety with it. You know, like that's your, right. You know, your perspective, or you know how you see things.
Right. It could be bringing. Well, it's fear too. So, mm-hmm. What are you afraid of? Some people have PTSD because they've been sexually abused. Carol's ex-husband was experiencing mm-hmm. it with several people who have been in the military because they were exposed to people being killed, maimed, blown up, and they see all these things. So it's how well can the unconscious handle it? So they have to be treated. There are certain clinical psychologists that deal specifically with PTSD. And I used the word syndrome earlier. Please forgive me. It's not a syndrome, it's a disorder. So it can come from anywhere. And as humans, with that type of challenge, I would say you need assistance with that. And sometimes it can take years. I had a gentleman about maybe 25 years ago that had come back from, I lose sight of what war came where next, not the Korean War. He was in Vietnam. I had one that was in Vietnam. And he, because I can see things, it was given to me what he was really anxious about. And I saw him in the rainforest with a gentleman dressed in Viet Cong gear, staring right at him, pointing his rifle at him. And he was standing, pointing his rifle at the other gentleman. So the thing was, who was going to live? Because they know that one of them was going to die. So he pulled his, he shot his off before the other gentleman and killed him. So being that close to him caused him to become, his unconscious couldn't handle the fact that he had done something like that. So he was dealing with PTSD and it affected his whole, just how he was operating, mm-hmm. holding down a job, you know, it can reverberate to so many things. So it took him he stayed with me for about 2 years. And then after that, he was okay. But we had to, as they say, unpack that event. And we had to talk about that. There is no such thing as death. Death is not real. It's an illusion. That's number one. Number two, you can't kill somebody unless they're ready to be killed. So that meant that the gentleman was ready to make his transition. And the only thing that the other gentleman did was to support him in that desire. And that's what happened. So once he understood that, instead of going into the emotionality of it, let's look at creation of reality. Creation of reality is magnificent, and it can really save you from a lot of drama and trauma if you look at it from that, you know. So once he took that in, he was fine. In fact, he moved, went and got a moved to a different state, went and got a new job, and he was clicking. He was doing well. Now, I've had three people over the 30 years that they couldn't deal with it. So with the way, you know, looking at it and looking at the fact that you created it, they couldn't handle that. So they, you know, I don't know what they did. They were already under a psychologist's care in the first place. So they said, I think I need to stay. I said, yeah, that's a good idea, because you're not ready to track it down. So you've got to really, some people are ready, some people are not.
And everything is okay. I mean, I think that's like also the point of this quote, right? You know, mm-hmm. Accept yourself where you are, because they're your lessons. It's your, you know, your prerogative to stay, you know, to stay steady state, or to shift your impression and do something different, right? I mean, you know, when you were talking, Greta, about, you know, someone making a, you know, maybe coming to the realization because they're ready in this, you know, in at this time that, you know, it's support, create support. And I'm not, by no means am I, you know, I've been advocate for war or killing other people or whatever, but, you know, but sometimes in this creation of reality, that is the situation that you create to face and deal with and understand for your evolution.
Mm-hmm. I've always found self. That, sorry.
No, go ahead, Carol.
Okay. I was going to say, since, and Greta knows that I am very empathic and I very easily cross over to sympathy, which is something I've been working on. But I have trained myself to start looking at every situation through the eyes of creation of reality. And it helps me to deal and not judge what other people, like, not to feel sorry for them. The other day I was watching a whole day long of segments of survivors of 9/11 and some of the tragedies, and I had to keep reminding myself that person chose to transition that way. And sometimes there's that group consciousness, like the airplane that crashes and one person survives. So you don't necessarily have to be caught up into a group consciousness. You're still making your choice on whether you're going to transition this way or not. But by not judging and looking that every person is creating their own reality the way they choose, and I have to accept that, and I have to accept that I'm creating my reality, even if I don't think I want to choose what's happening to me, on an unconscious level, I have to recognize that I am.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think, as you said it, Carol, it's, and what Lee also said and what the quote says, we accept ourselves. Don't turn against ourselves. Don't turn against yourself because you created something that you say, how in heaven's name did I ever create something like that? You know, it's just to say, okay, I created it, and examine why. Play the why game with yourselves. Why did I do that? What is this trying, what is this experience trying to show me? You know, what is it trying to show me? As a child, having grown up in the civil rights movement, you know, I was exposed to many things. I didn't, and at that time, you know, they weren't even dealing with PTSD. You know, it wasn't until I was an adult and I got with some of my friends that we went to the same school together, we had the same challenge, met the same challenges and so forth. And we started talking, we said, wow, you know, it makes us nervous when we get around certain people. And that's when I realized, I said, oh, that's what happens to me. I mean, literally, I would get around this particular type of person. They would trigger my remembrances, man. And I remember just being a nervous wreck. Absolutely being a nervous wreck. So I understand that I, as that child, and nobody cared about that at that time. Nobody cared if, you know, somebody's putting a sawed off shotgun in your face and say they're going to come by and they're going to kill you. You know, as a child, being 14, 15 years old, you know, you didn't think about, okay, that makes me nervous. That makes me nervous to know that somebody, because of my color and the way I looked, that they wanted to kill me and literally showed me the gun. The rifle came out of the house, showed me the rifle, you know, and said, don't come past my house again. You know, I'll never forget that. And that was part of my, and that was just part of it. That was just part of it.
Yeah. How do you, you know, what is the mechanism for processing that? Like when you're a grown woman and you feel like, oh, this particular personality type makes, I feel that I'm getting nervous, but that person is not the person who came out of their house. How do you rectify that within? Like, how do you deal with it to put, you know, to get rid of that nervousness and anxiousness with a different person?
That took me years.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it took me as an adult, like you said, as an adult, if I had not gone to that, it was a party or something, and we were just getting together because we had gone to high school together and stuff like that. Had I not gone to that party, I never would have, probably would still today not realize. Mm-hmm. Because it was at the party that we all started talking, and somebody, I can't even remember who it was, said, you know, I get nervous when I'm around such and such people. And I said that they look like that. And it was really male, you know. And I said, wow. You know, I said, that's happening to me. So that started me to examine that. Mm-hmm. So what it took from, because I was in high school from 14 through 17 years, and it took from that point all the way up to being in my late 30s to say, okay, this is what really happened to me. And it happened to all of us as a collective. But then each one of us had our own individual inputs of it. And then I was able to, later on in life, when I was studying clinical psych, then I was able to put a name to it, call it PTSD, you know. So, but then I had to get to a point that I don't care who you are, I'm looking at you as unconditional love. That's how I have to look at each person. Unconditional love. I don't care. It's like
that can be challenging at times, though, Greta.
You better believe it. When I was looking at January 6th,
mm-hmm.
at that on TV, well, that was kind of like what I went through. So I'm looking at that. Whoa. You know, what a way. I mean, I had to really do some soul searching as I see those things, and I see how that mob was reacting, because we were exposed to some of the mobs that were reacting in that way just by being in school. You know, the other members of the student body were acting similar to those people in January 26th.
There's something about a mob mentality when it starts to take control that I think people lose their individuality. And I don't know if it's because they want to be part of what everything, you know, even though it's negative, part of what everyone else is doing, or if it's something called mob mentality that makes
it. It's just a collective. It's just a collective. Right. If we look at January 26th,
takes over.
Right. You're going to see there's a collective there. Okay. They have a collective. But inside, there were thousands of people. So each one of those individuals were creating their own reality. You see, you can be in a collective, but you aren't moving totally with the collective. You've just joined, you've joined the collective in something. And then, but inside of that collective, you are creating your own reality. Like one person, two or three people created to make their transition from that experience. But not everybody made their transition from that experience, but some people did. So you have individuality within a collective experience. You are always in charge of your own personal reality. Always. Lee, you said something and I was speaking, I overwrote, I overtalked you. Can you repeat that again?
I would just said, you know, it's like the collective energy of the group. Just, I think that energy field is so strong that although people are creating their own reality, they still just get swept up in the overall energy that's uniting the episode. And,
right.
We need to take a short pause so we can invite the realm of beings to join us and hear what they have to say about this quotation. So listeners, thank you for joining us today. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Get ready to step into a level of self-worth never before experienced on The Om Show with Tanya Butson. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You will shift from longing to creating to discover that there is something better. You will never settle for being in a state of perpetual darkness again. For more information and to connect with Tanya, visit organicallymeta.ca.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
What makes a coach irresistible, extraordinary, and successful? The Coaching Academy has graduated hundreds of students who have built the most fulfilling coaching businesses. That's because the Spiritual Life Coaching Certification, based on the proven formula Rewire Your Brain for Success, is an innovative program designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills to support you in your journey of becoming an elite league coach. Inquire today by visiting coachingacademy.net.
Are you feeling pulled between the world of personal opportunity and your role as a caretaker? Who do you choose? You or everyone else? Well, you can have both. I'm Dr. Diane Garrison. My signature system, Find Your Fabulous, is a four-month program which guides you to rediscover your passion and purpose. For more information or to book a free exploration call, visit fullpowerwomen.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
And welcome back to Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. We've reached the point in the podcast where the realm gets to weigh in on their quotation. So Realm, are you with us?
Yes.
We have been talking about your quotation. It is important to accept every aspect of yourself. What do you have to add to this discussion today?
I would like to start off with the fact that when you are accepting every aspect of yourself, is also accepting your divinity. It's also accepting that you are the force, not part of the force, not a section of the force, but you are the force itself. Each and every one of us is the force. Even a blade of grass is the force. So accepting us is when you accept yourself, you're accepting your divinity. So now somebody would say, how could somebody be divine and then create a heinous experience for themselves? Well, it's a four experience. It's experiential evolution. I'll say that word again. Experiential evolution is what it is. And what that means is that the force is experiencing itself. So it experiences itself through each one of its creations. And it is the energy that has created all of existence. There are layers of beings that as humanoids you don't even see. People, I've been listening with Greta on YouTube about, you know, extraterrestrials. I find that very interesting because I guess they would consider the realm of beings as extraterrestrial. The quote-unquote extraterrestrials. We're one with everything. So therefore, just accept the realities. And see, the other thing in acceptance of the realities of self and acceptance of the realities of others is a form, an extension, an expansion of unconditional love. Remember, we've talked about that on this podcast, that one of the aspects of unconditional love is that you accept the individual or individuals to create their own reality. Look at all the disunity, disharmony, disjointedness, separateness, fights, name calling, you don't fit here, you know, genocide, all of that stuff is an experience. It's an illusion to begin with, except when you're in it, you don't want to think. If somebody's cutting off your hand, you're going to look at it and say, dag, you know, I lost my hand, you know. So you're not going to particularly care for that.
Too illusory at that point.
Just create a new one.
Well, hey, yeah, but there are a lot of heinous things that happening in your reality, presently happening in your reality. The thing is to just accept that it has happened, accept that people have created it. People have created their experiences. You cannot forget that if you understand creation of reality. When you understand creation of reality, you're going to look at a warring state, things that are happening like that, you're going to look at it in a different light. You won't be caught up into the emotion of it.
Mm.
Because you'll understand that these people, whoever they are, created that experience. You know, and there are about 30 or so altercations happening throughout the world at this point. You know, two major ones are up in the forefront, but there are others that are going on as well that you're not necessarily privy to because your quote unquote press does not show those things to you, you know. So, but nonetheless, it's happening. Nonetheless, just love unconditionally. I appreciate you regardless of what, of who you are, what your belief system is, it's okay. Because it's lessons here for all of us. You know, that's what this is about, lessons, learning lessons. But you want to move high vibration. But sometimes you'll slip into low vibration because you're used to that.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to practicing that. Some of those low vibrational things you've been practicing since you were a child. Some of those low vibrational things you picked up through the epigenetics of the parents that you chose. So Lee, you were asking a question. We thought it was quite interesting about, well, how does this come about? It can come about in a myriad of ways. It depends on the individual, how that person wants to bring it about. But it can come from many experiences.
Right question.
Yes, Carol.
Some people choose the healthy, everything seems to be good, and other people choose more challenging lifestyles. And I had asked, is there any benefit in 5 dresses and you just pick one up and that's the one you're going to wear that day? Would you agree with that, or is there a benefit of having more challenging life experiences?
You know, if you go back and you check with somebody, a friend of yours, that you think is their life is, you look at their life and you say, wow, I wish I had a life like that. I always tell people, be careful of that. You know, we say that through Greta. Be careful of saying things like that. Because you're looking at what your perception of what you think appears to be.
You know, it's so funny that you brought that up because I just spoke with Greta. I've been facing a challenge of jealousy with a school friend of mine that I follow on Facebook. And, you know, she again told me about I'm creating what I'm creating. And I thought more and more. And then yesterday, this person that I had been jealous of posted, you know, I guess I'm never going to find the love of my life. I'm doomed to be alone forever. So again, it just shows you that your perception of what you think someone's life is, that it might be better than yours, you don't know. You don't know what their perception is. You have to just accept and support what they're creating.
Absolutely. And let me say this to you. Greta has been using that term twin. You're twinning. There is nobody in this reality that is not twinning. No one. Everybody is twinning. You may going on with them. Maybe they've been rejected. Maybe they feel lonely. You don't know. But we say to you today, everybody is a twin. Everybody is going through low vibration and high vibration. That is how this reality works that you're in.
Right. That's the cycle, right? I mean, that is just the way the energy moves. It moves in a wave. So there are peaks and valleys. I mean, I don't think it's possible that there's someone who's just on cloud nine, for lack of a better word, like constantly, consistently, 100% of the time, because the energy just doesn't move that way. Isn't there kind of like fundamental, like, that?
I think that's true. I mean, even physics, when physics describes existence, and the birth of our universe, the birth of our planet, which we know is all just the force creating itself. Everything is energy. Even physical science has proven that everything is energy. They've proven that time is an illusion. Death is an illusion. It's all what we use to create.
See, the thing is that energy that we use to, that is used by us to create the reality, because thought and emotions are energy. Remember that that energy itself is the force. That energy itself is the force. And then when you understand that you are the force, then you are moving the energy. It's not that the energy just moves itself. You are the energy. The aspects of the force are energy, the white body, the unconscious, the incarnate, all of that energy, all of that formulates the force. The energy is the force. You are energy. You are the force. You are the energy that moves it. There's nothing here that moves without that. You must move it because you move it to create your reality. So technically, you're moving yourself.
So basically, we need to claim ownership of ourselves and our choices. You know, the word twin is in this quote's headline, and I know a lot of people will come up with the phrase twin flames, that they feel they're looking for their other half. And I think this is a good reminder that your other half is you. You're already there. You have your other half. You don't need anyone else to complete you because you are the force. You are the whole energy. So the twin, like you say, is inside. It's not someone you're looking for outside.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Twin flames, all of these things, then that's an outside look.
Right.
Outside
look. And on that note, we will conclude this episode of Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings. Thank you, Realm. Thank you, Greta, Carol. And most importantly, thank you, listeners, for joining us today. Until we create each other again, be well.
Once again, thanks for joining us at Shifting Impressions, Conversations with the Realm of Beings on TransformationTalkRadio.com. As you have explored today's creation of reality experience with the Realm and me, Greta, each of you is being supported by us in further developing the understanding that you are not just an individual existing in linear time and space, but a multidimensional force of infinite possibilities who is connected to all. So begin to create the realities you want. Join us every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Shifting Impressions at TransformationTalkRadio.com. So long until we create each other again next Friday.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.